Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Hey, everybody, welcome to this Off the Cuff. Chris Martinson here, of course, and oh my gosh, Dow 20,000 party hats. Mine are a little late. I ordered a gross of them and waiting for them to come because I can't wait to don my party hat. And of course, as you know, this all was sniffed out by the market beginning at 1:30 a.m. Wednesday morning on the night of, or morning of, depending on how you like to talk about it, of Trump's surprise victory, which, remember, in the lead up to it, every time Trump looked like he had a slightly better chance, the markets would go down. And when Hillary looked like it was a lock, the markets would go up. So the markets were saying clearly before the election, Trump not good, Hillary better, Trump wins. 2,500 Dow points later, straight up, no looking back, here we are. Nobody is going to be able to convince me that the market, air quotes, figured all this out by 1:30 in the morning, that Trump was going to be so amazing for the markets. But here we are. And to discuss all this with me and more, John Rubino. John, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
So did your party hats arrive on time, or are you sharing in the glee of this amazing bull market? Where are you?
No, my party hats say silver $75 an ounce on them. I've been waiting a while to use them, but the action of the market is really interesting because it shifted on a dime in the middle of the night to hating Trump to loving Trump. So maybe there were some phone calls. What do you think between Trump and Goldman Sachs and a few other people? Because probably a big part of the worry about Trump winning from Wall Street's point of view was the fact that that he engineered a plank in the Republican platform to bring back Glass-Steagall, which is to say to break up the big banks, you know, and they couldn't have liked that idea. But maybe when it looked like he had a chance of winning, some phone calls were made and he said, don't worry about that. In fact, not only won't I break up the big banks, I'll bring in more Goldman Sachs people to run the government than ever before, which is the kind of a deal you can picture being made, right?
Yeah, no, I could easily see his end of the phone call going, oh, wow, it looks like I'm winning. What do I need to do here? Because I would like a big party. Huge Dow 20,000. I want. But what do I need to do? And Goldman would have said this, and this. Here are these three things. Very simple. We need a guy called Mnuchin as Treasury, and we got some other people coming in from our staff. We get to write a couple of things. We'll let you know what they are. But if you do that, we're good to go. And we've got plenty of funds for this. We've got this Cayman affiliate down here, and it's got this mysterious account that just has money just appears in. It's amazing. which is why, listen, this all sounds conspiratorial to some people. I know a year ago, this was totally crazy talk. Now, fewer people are thinking this is crazy talk. You have very mature traders and whole research arms of banks going, what the heck is going on here? Listen, uncertainty is bad. Let's just clear the uncertainty out. What we need is transaction level audit data from the Federal Reserve for the last year. That's it. And no, we'll look at the books you hand us, transaction level audit data, and let us poke around and just see what's happening, because it would be quite the scandal, don't you think, if it was discovered that the Fed was goosing markets and that there were people in the know about that, and that those were the same people who managed to turn in time after time perfect win ratios from their trading and prop desks, or had personally gotten fantastically rich. Wouldn't that be a bit of a scandal?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.